Ladies and fucking gentlemen, we're back again. Baby, we're back. I got lost this weekend in Fargo and lost my phone. And a lot of people thought I was dead, but I'm alive.
We thought you were long gone. We sent a search crew out to find you.
Yeah.
We were calling people in Belfield.
Yeah.
We almost called the EMT, but he's in Key West. The one EMT, yeah. We know, John.
I had people banging
really,
on the fucking door.
Really, we stopped at, I don't know, and then we stopped.
We stopped at texting and Facebook messages.
Can,
as far as
can you put out an Amber Alert on a 31-year-old bearded man?
No.
You can't?
Have you ever got one of those in your phone when it goes off like at 3 in the morning and you think the world's ending and you wake up and look over and it's like, oh my God, and you freak out?
I guess back in the day, we have a few friends here. Let me give you a rundown of who's all here. I'm Liquor Luke. We got Brocky Balboa. We got Mike, the proprietor of the I Don't Know Bar right here in South Hart. He's cleaning up. He's doing all sorts of fucking modifications to this beautiful hole in the wall. I tell you what, we got old Radical Randy in studio.
Radical Randy off Radical Randy Facebook page.
We got a couple other folks out here too that are all going to be chiming in.
You were talking that you lost your phone. Everybody's going to be looking for you.
Yeah,
we're going to have your ugly face. Put it on milk cartons, but nobody.
I don't think they do.
Put it on beer bottles.
They didn't want to ruin the cartons.
Yeah, put them on beer bottles, my friends.
People will be able to get a hold of
you. On the spiked seltzer water, West Indies.
Can we talk about that? Why are you doing stuff?
So I've been thinking lately when I wasn't drinking.
I thought I could smell wood burning.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm trying my hardest to watch the calorie intake.
Yeah.
These things got only 5 grams of carbs and like 32 calories.
But you're still gonna eat sloppy joes and Jack Daniels.
Fuck yeah. Oh, you goddamn right.
And you exercise at all?
Do I exercise at all? The sitting on the couch and watching Netflix.
Sure, the world record for consecutive sit-ups is like 6,000 in one stop.
Who has that much time?
Macho Man Randy Savage's dad, Lanny Poffo, did it.
When he was in the Navy SEALs.
Lanny Poffo.
Oh, shit.
He did 6,000 sit-ups in one consecutive stretch. I haven't done 6,000 sit-ups in my entire life. I haven't done 60 sit-ups in my entire life.
I haven't done 6 in my entire life.
6,000 in one stretch? Son of a bitch.
I've done 100.
You did 100 in a row? Were your guts burning the next day? Like your abs on fire?
Ain't right?
Oh, see, the thing about working out for me is I buy every workout video. I buy all of them. I got P90X3, and I put it in, and it's only 30 minutes of working out, and I work out for 5, and then I just watch them, and I'm like, God, that looks terrible. That looks like there's a lot of work put into that.
I did DDP yoga for a while.
You got fucking old Tony Horton. He's like, would you rather be in a bar drinking and smoking? And that's when I shut her off. Come on down to that. I don't know. Fuck yeah, Tony! Good idea! He'd make for a shitty sponsor, I tell you what. But I lost my phone, I've lost my soul.
Tell him the phone story, it's pretty good.
So, I go out to Fargo with some friends of mine and my girlfriend. We all head out there, haven't seen my friends.
Girlfriend.
I see him like, ooh, all cheers to that. Until she probably dumps me one of these days. So
when she hears the podcast for the first time.
She's like my biggest fan. She's got all sorts of great criticisms like any good girlfriend would. So there I am in Fargo with my friends, and I decide to go down to a bar I haven't been to in a long while, and I randomly run into some great friends or listeners of the show, and I'm just hanging out, all fuckered up. There's a live band there that sounded like the Fugees. Before you know it, I'm on my phone, and I drop my phone. Right in the middle of everybody. Drop my phone, somebody kicks it underneath a table. I watched this happen.
You just walked away from it.
And my buddy Ryan, shout out to you, Vetter, he goes, Gully, you need your fucking phone, man. I'm like, it'll come out in the wash or something like that. I go outside to smoke a cigarette, come back in, fucking gone.
Well, yeah, what'd you expect to happen?
I thought maybe...
It's a brand new S8 Plus.
I thought maybe kicking it under the table.
That thing has black market value. Someone sold that for a bag of heroin, man. I'm
good.
Right,
it's down in Mexico right now.
Good. They can see all my photos of Moo Moo on there.
Who the hell is Moo Moo?
That's my cat, Moo Moo.
Yeah.
That's my cat, Moo Moo. She's
actually his girlfriend.
No, I don't call... It's not my girlfriend.
Sweet old Moo Moo.
I love you, honey. But anyhow, it's pretty...
Bonbons like Big Bunny.
Gigantic shit show. So I have to put in an insurance claim for the son of a bitch. Thank God I had insurance. I put in the claim, and I was like, I'll just send it to my house in Belfield. I put in my address, and it's like,
people live in Belfield.
Won't send it to Belfield.
Does UPS
Belfield
even go to Belfield?
No, it doesn't
exactly.
exist.
Exactly.
It doesn't exist.
It's a good thing they didn't say, we'll call you when your check gets in the mail.
So in the meantime, we were supposed to do this podcast on Monday.
Yeah.
Liquor Luke's a no-show.
I'm stranded without my phone.
Mike calls him. I call him. I thought we were blocked. It says this number's I thought you blocked their asses.
Nope,
I
had to suspend it because whoever took my phone could have been getting Ubers left and right and ordering Jimmy John's. Oh, another
Moo
and
dick pics on Facebook, too.
Yeah. Yep, Moo Moo dick pics.
Did you have any pictures that shouldn't have been on there?
No.
You're not one of those guys?
I don't put that on my phone.
Okay, no. Did it have a gay channel?
Gay channel?
Nah, I don't know if I had it on there. Maybe that one's on my tablet, Randy. Like I left it at your house on your nightstand.
No, Randy, do you have any pictures in your phone that shouldn't be on your phone?
I don't know how to take pictures.
You don't have dick pictures on your phone?
Hey, I just come down the highway yesterday.
Oh, God, he's busting
and
his
I got
that's a dick pic, Randy!
Yeah, I got email. So I stopped long side of the road.
You get email on the... Randy's got a flip phone on, by the way, and he says he gets emails on his flip phone.
There's no fucking way.
Yeah.
Brickbreaker?
How long does it take you to write an email on that thing? 45 days?
I bet
or
he doesn't even do it.
You don't
remember
even do it.
My daughter came and erased 158
text messages.
Text messages.
You got a text on an email. You got a text.
Oh, one of the email text messages.
I was up in Montana yesterday, and I pulled over by the Yellowstone Bridge in Glendive. And I finally figured out, I got to read my first email at what?
Text.
Okay, text.
Text.
Okay, so I ain't as high tech as you big buggers are.
You can say like how he looked you up and down.
You can curse.
Yeah.
You can
curse. Say whatever the fuck we want.
Not everything. Not everything.
Well, you
most
can't
everything.
Certain words.
No slurs if we could avoid.
Yeah, any
so
slurs.
You got to text. Did you text back on it? Can you text back?
I don't. If they, I've
texted
him
like three times and I've never gotten a response.
I texted him last year, happy birthday. Six months later, I got a dot.
What if there's some hot chick there that you never once took up and she's texting you? You don't know. You respond to her.
I got kicked out of typing in 1968.
This is fucking texting, not typing.
typing.
I still got to use your damn fingertips.
Fuck.
You got to hit the three like five times to get the letter.
Yeah, it's
T9
word.
I wish we could go back to those days.
Seriously. No, you don't.
Yes,
no, you
do.
Don't.
You do. Bullshit.
You
want to
go back to when Central Air wasn't in everybody's house?
No.
Come on.
You think about
no. Technology makes our lives better. It does.
But how much do we rely on technology?
Not enough. Not enough.
I was stranded for 3 days when it shuts down.
The definition of technology is anything invented after you were born.
Yeah, but
what happens with
shit, Randy's got a lot. He's been a long time.
We figure it out. We get by.
He should be the master of technology.
Technology makes life easier.
Everybody's going to go down the ladder and just have a beer.
I can go around his house and scan shit and get orders right from Amazon. He's got a scanner. He's got a scanner to scan.
He got a robot vacuum.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He talked to my house and turned my lights on.
Yeah.
I've never had
Smart
Facebook.
Home here in South Park.
I don't want Facebook.
Well, I'll stick it to Belfield. It's a model home.
Hey, when
smart,
you
go, it's the first house. Ever smart home.
In my house,
when you go to the bathroom, you get a smart ass on it where you drop a turd in and say, hey, flush, motherfucker.
And that's right. Radical Randy.
I'd like to buy a bidet, though.
A what?
A bidet.
It washes your butthole.
Shit, the Japanese toilets shoot water up your crack.
No, that's Italian.
Oh, I know.
It's Japanese.
I know a real good joke about
that.
Walmart's got bidets?
Pay to pee.
Menards has a bidet?
Yeah.
Fuck you. Yeah. See you guys later. Go to bed.
It's
you get 11% off rebate.
It's like $1,000.
I'll buy a bidet.
I looked at one when I built.
That'd be the second dumbest thing you've done in your fucking life besides getting married.
You're gonna hit the TR
button, and you're gonna wake up. You're gonna say, "Hey, what was the TR button when you sold this son of a bitch to me?" That's the automatic tampax remover. Your penis is under your pillow.
And with that, can I get a shot?
Welcome to the roast of Brock White. What the hell is that?
This is not the bidet you were looking for.
By the way, everybody goes to Vegas at least once and gets married for 4 days. Everyone does at least once in their life. No big deal.
But you're talking about...
It's your turn.
That is kind of surprising.
You're talking about technology. Without electricity, the only thing you can do is stick your nose in trash. You gotta have electricity for everything.
Well, yeah. That's everything's true. Better.
Your girlfriend can't get off because there's no electricity for a vibrator.
Oh, my God.
No.
Hey, what's the battery operated now?
That means you don't know what you're doing, Randy. Yeah, that's all that means.
Girlfriend. He knows.
Exactly.
Because she's texting and you won't text back. That's why I remember girlfriend. She would text you this whole
time. Nobody cockblocks Randy like Randy.
Yeah.
Anything with tips and tires is going to cause you problems.
It's true.
Radical Randy's Facebook page is live, folks. Go check it out. Right on Facebook, Radical Randy. Search for it. Lots of great Randy memes.
I have
over 100 in stock on my phone.
Yeah, never put some more on.
Yeah. Well, never pet a burning dog.
When I get my phone back, I'll put it on.
Speaking of burning dogs, she's going to have me tab, a delicious fireball. Come on.
You want one?
Yeah. I'll never turn down a shot.
Shots on me on the podcast, too.
Shots!
He needs a free drink.
No.
He's a victim of phone abuse.
Randy, is Trump going to push a button and start a nuclear war with Korea? Are we fucked?
I have no idea.
Is he going to turn into a parking lot?
Well, then I guess a guy could turn out to be a junk dealer, you know, start.
A what?
A junk dealer. Yeah, you have all that area where you can start
making
your own junk
yard.
Yeah, salvage. Started salvage a lot over there.
Here goes shots. Liquor Luke's taking his first shot of the podcast. Here goes.
A little bit of Jack Fire.
Ooh, is he going to hold it and savor it like he always does?
He always does.
Even with the shittiest shots, he still holds
it. Can you give him a shot of Uzo again so he throws up?
That was pretty
good. Cool.
I got. Hey, guess what I got just for Luke?
Oh, what?
I picked this up just for you.
Just for Liquor Luke?
God damn it.
I think we ought to call him Garbage Man Luke. He drinks anything.
Oh,
yuck.
No.
What is that?
No. Yo, Rumplemintz, yes!
Rumplemintz!
Bring it here. Bring it here, just like they used to say in the olden days. Just leave the bottle. Leave the bottle, barkeep. Oh, that stuff's good.
I'm surprised the bottle.
You look like you're about to throw up, Christy. Christy's about to hurl.
That's disgusting.
Rumplemintz is fucking awful. When he said he wanted another drink, I gotta get it.
So I was over in Sydney, Montana.
Only hobos and you drink that shit.
Yeah, so I was over in Sydney, Montana one time, and I was at this bar, and I asked them if they had Dr. McGillicuddy's peppermint. And the gal goes, no, the only thing we have is Rumplemintz. And I said, well, I guess I'll take a shot of Rumplemintz. And I swear to God, there's this old cowboy in the corner. He's like, you don't want to drink it unless you want to wake up naked. And I was like, what the fuck? He wasn't even a part of the conversation. He was on the whole other side of the fucking bar, and he seen that bottle come out. And you could swear he's like, he's just over here. You're going to end up naked.
Stayed in the 70s. Look at the proof. It's 100 proof?
Yeah.
Never clear. That's kind of proof, isn't it?
No. 180.
180.
Yeah. 180? Let's cook. Bring it out. Let's cook.
But that'll start anything over 100 will burn.
Yeah.
You realize that? You're putting
it'll
fuel.
Burn in.
You're putting actual fuel ethanol in your body right now.
Absolutely. I'm not a V8.
Rumplemintz Peppermint Schnapps was inspired by centuries of tradition in crafting intensely flavored, high-proof spirits. This 100-proof schnapps delivers an extreme taste experience, both cooling and bracing.
Yeah. It is.
It's like a hug in a box.
Well, salute!
All right.
Salute! Right? I just threw up, too. Oh, my God.
It tastes like drinking Chilloscope.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to take it off.
Does that warm you up on the inside?
Makes
you could have used that for your negative temperature bike run this past weekend.
My gosh.
Of all the weekends,
it's been 100 degrees all summer long.
You guys went.
So Friday it says it's going to be cold and rain. Saturday says cold and rain. So I'm waiting, ooh, hoping the weatherman's wrong because he always is.
40 degrees.
Fucking Saturday morning, 40 degrees.
Misting outside.
Raining. I got 7 bikes that show up. They still went. You know, God bless them. They went all the way to Weeble, Montana. Came back.
That's hardcore right there.
Yeah, absolutely it is. But that night we did the fish fry. We had a great turnout for the fish fry.
Good.
Slick Rick
was here.
Blew your breakers.
Joe Miller from Joe's Auto was here. He was handing out his can koozies.
Joe's a good dude. Yep, take your car for Joe's Autos for all your repair needs. Joe's a really good dude.
That was really good. Yeah. But it was a good weekend considering the rain. But like I said, 100 degrees all summer, and of course,
that's how Saturday. It goes, though, man. I went to Deadwood Saturday. I mean, I went down there. I had a cancellation, so I just went down there with Griff.
Oh, Griff.
God bless Griff.
You mean Griff? The fuck is Griff?
He's one of my good buddies. Griff's one of my day
Well,
buddies.
Shout out to you, Griff.
Griff's
a good dude. Buddy.
Griff has diabetes.
Oh,
but Griff
sorry,
likes
Griff.
He likes to drink white Russians like it's going out of style.
He likes to eat cupcakes.
Yeah, he drinks white Russians nonstop all day, every day. Hey, what's up? Bubcast, let's go. Let's cook. Glenwood and went to the cigar bar, of course.
God, where else fucking would I go? Love that place. I fucking love that
place. The band is playing, Brandon Sprague, playing some good old blues. And I met a guy named Jim from Nebraska, who has TBI. Introduced himself to me every 10 minutes. He's like, hey, man, you're really cool. What's your name again? I said, I'm Brock. I said, I'm Jim. Like, I know, you told me half an hour ago.
So this happened every. Can't remember.
Yeah, he had TBI. No, he's got TBI.
It's like 10 second time.
He introduced himself to me every 20, 30 minutes.
What the fuck is TBI?
Traumatic brain injury.
Oh,
here's the story. He
sorry,
was,
Jim.
He was over in Kosovo.
First dates.
Yeah.
He was in
Kosovo. Yeah, yeah.
He had an injury. He came back to the States. They're operating on him in California during the earthquake in 94. He's on the table. Generators go out, power goes out. He strokes out during operation.
Fucking way.
Has memory problems.
I gotta ask you.
The nicest guy in the world, but he forgets
you
everything 10 minutes in.
Yeah.
Regular fucking live door defense.
How he drove his motorcycle from Nebraska to Deadwood, how he did that, I don't know. He can't remember anything.
He doesn't remember either.
Such a nice guy. Nice guy.
I've been trying to figure out.
So we smoked cigars, watched the blues band, had a good time. Yeah, life was good, man.
I tell you what, a nice place to get a cigar if you're not down in Deadwood is right fucking here.
The I Don't Know Bar. Cigar spot.
You guys have so many cigars now. How many, what different types do you have?
Well, we only have one left, me and Brock smoke tomorrow.
8 or 9 different kinds.
Yeah, we got 8 or 9 different kinds.
And teaser, we're working on setting up a cigar club, South Indy Cigar Club, to have a HERF once a month. The HERF is a cigar lover meetup and smokeouts. We all get together, smoke, trade sticks.
What are we going to smoke talk these? About
here on the patio.
Oh, come on. A real club will let you smoke them inside. Let's smoke stuff inside.
I know, but we
can't
do
that. Yeah, well, okay. You heard it here first. IDK playing it by the book, just like usual.
That's right.
Yep.
Huh, Randy?
Rule followers.
Right.
Oh, fucking Randy. Telling it
the
out.
Pull tab king of North Dakota, Randy.
Yeah.
Randy fears no pull tabs.
No, not at
all. Number one didn't like, that's for sure.
So, when you were done in Deadwood, you came back up. What did you guys do yesterday and the day before when I was missing? You guys have any
looking
fun?
Looking for you. We had a search party.
Oh, I'm sorry.
We handing out flyers. We had cadaver dogs. We're going all over the place.
Cadaver dogs?
Jesus, man.
Did you fucking bring what's her name from some Stranger Things?
Christmas lights in my house.
I swear to God, I crawled out of somebody's fucking wall. I was like, doing that whole thing.
I cannot wait for season 2 of Stranger Things Halloween.
Oh,
I'm gonna watch
God.
It all one day. I swear.
I haven't watched the beginning of it because it scares me.
It's
too
the
much.
Best show on
it's
TV.
It's like the Goonies, but then it's like
it's
American
the Goonies
Horror
meets
Story.
Stand By Me meets like Third Encounters of the
yeah Close whatever, Encounters of Third Kind.
Yeah, we're gonna send
more Randy. No name drops in the podcast.
Yeah, we were gonna send Gerald Fitzgerald after
Ella Fitzgerald.
Yeah,
Ella Fitzgerald.
Yeah. So.
Well, you know what I've been doing? I've been practicing guitar.
Fuck.
That's all he's been doing. That's all I've been doing. I practiced guitar so much last night I forgot to eat dinner. I plumb forgot.
That doesn't happen.
Yeah.
Holy.
He texted me at 10:30 and said, I forgot to eat dinner.
Yeah. I transitioned between 3 different chords already.
I've been
playing for less than a week.
I don't mean hurt your feelings there, but keep on practicing. It was like you could lose a few more, miss a few more meals.
Thanks, Randy. What a fucker.
Man.
What a fucker. I love it.
Randy is mean today.
He's a hillbilly.
He's an Ozark man.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
He's a North Dakota mountain man.
He's the mountains of South Park.
Call him a hill man.
I'd be farming, but my mule didn't start this morning, so I took the day off.
You mean your girlfriend?
Oh, fucking shots fired. Shots fired.
I had to buy her a new hat the other day, but I couldn't find my scissors to cut the holes for her ears.
Oh, well, it's nice to know that she's doing well.
Radical Randy, keeping it classy.
Oh, my God.
It's good to hear
you. You invited me.
Fucking donkeys and dipping skull. Life is good.
While you guys were looking for me, I did go and see it finally.
I didn't look for you. That's
oh, Randy, I know you didn't look for me.
So just so you know, Luke, I called Gabby, who works over in Belleville.
Yep,
and
good
I said,
are
you working? Huh? And she said, yeah. I said, when are you off? She said, real soon. I said, we can't find Luke anywhere. He's not answering his phone. She said, I'll go by his house when I get off work. And she texted me at like 6 and said, I didn't realize I had to work this late.
Yeah, he's she
still,
never stopped
is
by.
Is he still missing? I said, oh yeah, he's still gone. You were still in Bismarck or Fargo.
Yeah.
She's always not home. I don't know where he is. So then we looked and looked and looked.
Well,
and
then
we
he called.
Man, guys, I have a tendency
next day
to get
lost.
Well, he called the same
you didn't
was
have
it?
Your phone,
mm-hmm.
didn't you appreciate the quietness?
No, I was.
Not when me and Brock were trying to get a hold of him.
It was nuts.
So I had to get some work
that's
done to my
I
pickup.
Like.
I mean, I would have appreciated it, but I had so many things to do. Like, I was supposed to get oil change plus
what'd
my transmission fluid.
Wait, you can't
and
change
all
your
that
own
shit.
Oil?
Well, I can't change my own transmission fluid, you know, and I'm somewhere else.
Wait,
I mean, if I was
you
at my own house.
Anything on your fucking pickup?
I can change my pants, all right? It's a lady, I don't know her name. I can change my pants. What is your first name, by the way? Or do you just... Cass.
Sassy Cassie.
Sassy Cassie. Yep. I didn't realize that at all. That's not coming across the airwaves. Anyone else think of that? So Sassy Cassifras.
I've never changed my oil in my life.
I change my oil once every 1,400 years. I'm like,
that's why you go to Joe's Auto.
Yeah, Joe's Auto.
The world's got plumbers, electricians, carpenters, DJs, podcasters,
hey, you know
Randys.
What?
We've all got our lives.
Got Randys.
You can't, all wrapped
you can't
in
do
one.
All of it. You can't
you
do everything.
You
can't do everything. You can't.
Bullshit.
You can't. There's skills you don't have in this world.
Bullshit.
There's skills you don't I don't have
tell
in this
me
world.
I can you play do guitar? Something? Well.
There you go. A skill you don't have.
I have tried.
Yeah,
there you go. We're talking about trucks.
That doesn't matter.
I grew up around that shit.
Okay, so you're
you can't tell
so
me.
I had a bunch of shit I had to do, and not having technology around. Like, I wanted to go do it, but I thought to myself, what happens if my vehicle breaks down halfway, and I don't have my phone to call anybody, or I don't have anything like that?
No,
so I'm like,
you're gonna have to figure it out to yourself.
I know, but that's how people get fucking murdered, Cass, when they don't have their phones, and there's this kind stranger who's like, hey, I can give you
hey,
a ride,
and then you, tell
and then
that
you jump
kind
in,
stranger
and then
to go
boom,
fuck himself.
You're fucking dead, you know? I believe.
To
I
go fuck himself.
I could say
royally.
That. But then they'll kill me faster.
No,
you know, you say.
I'll kill you
first. Yeah, see, that's what. So, when it was all said and done.
No, I seriously mean that, though.
I don't change my mind.
I am an independent
ever.
Woman, mm-hmm. and I can do all my shit.
Well, good for you. Some of us don't want to do their own thing, you know? Sometimes some of us just don't want to do it. And it is cheaper, that's true, but sometimes my time for myself is more important than $80 for an oil change. You know? Like, I don't care that I'm going to spend that much.
Oil change takes 20 minutes.
Yeah, but that could be 20 minutes.
And that's
I could be jerking
beer.
Off. I could be drinking. I could be doing
that's
both.
Drinking a beer.
Randy, I could be pulling a Randy and doing both at the same
right?
time.
Doing
Randy.
What?
Jerking off and drinking all at the same time.
Why are you doing an oil change? Come on now.
You do your own
I wish beer. I wish you could
well,
all see Randy's
oil
face
oil
when I said that.
You get your little wrench out, your little oil pan, and you unscrew the goddamn fan bolt. Let it go all over your arm and all over the ground.
Oil changes.
Then you
it sounds like a
hunt for half an hour for your damn oil filter wrench. Take the oil filter off.
Fuck well, it. Let somebody else do it.
Bingo.
Bingo. So I had all that, and not having everything technology kind of fucked me over in
well,
terms of delayed the process because I was a fucking scared little bitch
yeah, but
venturing
me,
forth without technology.
A word to the wise. You're better off changing your own oil instead
true.
Of taking it to town. It's going to cost
you
$50, $58.
Take it to Joe's Auto.
But what? If you do it yourself
his card.
And you figure out the price of your oil and your oil filter and your time.
And you jacking up, crawling under, getting all fucking dirty, getting oil in your eyes.
Yeah, but then you got more money for beer at the IDK bar.
So what you do is, if you're like me or Luke, you call Joe's Auto Service, 701-483-2777. He's at 81st 22nd Street East, up north by Walmart and Sherwin-Williams up there.
He's got my Corvette up
Joe
right
is
now.
A great fucking dude.
Tell
does
him Liquor Luke sent
you.
Because Liquor Luke doesn't want to get his shit
Luke.
Done by
yeah.
himself.
That's
his
where
goosies.
We go. We go to Joe's on. That's where we take our stuff.
Yeah. Joe, take care of
you. So you notice there's a change in the air, crisp in the air, the leaves are changing colors. You know what that means,
things
Luke.
Are getting
what are you talking about?
It's pumpkin spice latte season, basic white girl season.
Yep. Yeah.
For the white girls.
It's happening.
I'm wondering,
basic
and we talked about this off.
Basic white bitch.
Yeah, we don't want to say the
bitch
part because we don't want to offend. Let's be honest. This is the first time we've actually had ladies on the fucking podcast.
They exist.
I'm not even a joke. It's nice to have
you here because
we
have
had this kind of feedback before.
I don't. No, I can't hate them. I get irritated about them.
About what?
Basic.
Sassy Cassie hates basic white girls.
Yes.
Great, your white bike?
Sassy. So, like, hey.
Can you hear all right over there, Randy?
So, Randy, let's hold on. We gotta bring Randy up to speed.
I gotta do this.
So, Randy, there's this thing called pumpkin spice latte season. Girls like to go to Starbucks or coffee places, and it's only seasonal during the fall. It's called a pumpkin spice latte.
Yeah, yeah, for trick or treat, Halloween night.
No, no. So,
no, Randy, this is like.
It's become a thing, like a. like a stereotype, right?
Yeah, okay, big deal.
So girls drink these pumpkin spice lattes. They wear like the boots up their knees. They wear the leggings.
Yeah.
The hoodies, the beanies.
And they do it like all season. Thing.
Yeah, okay. It's like not really a cult, but it's a
stereotype. It's a stereotype.
Okay.
Just like a punk rocker or like a hippie. Girl. It's a stereotype.
Randy, back up for a second. Can you tell us the difference between a cult and a following? Because you really just shrugged off the whole fucking cult thing. You're like, sure, back in my days, there were cults or there were followings.
You know Randy was Haley Bob.
We all liked Manson's music when he came out with it, but when they killed that poor gal, I was like, that's a fucking cult.
Were you a Jim Jones guy back in the day? Jim Jones drinking the Kool-Aid?
Huh?
Jones mask? No.
Did you fucking ever try to follow that old Haley's comment?
White Nike sneakers?
Yeah. Oh, Randy's out there in his fucking boxers going, fuck Haley, when's she coming over here? I'll jump on you, Haley, get the fuck over here.
Maybe Haley sent me a fucking email.
Yeah, the next day, Randy was the only fucking guy who went into work and said, you know what, that Haley's Bob comment is a bunch of bullshit. Everyone's like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah, that Randy? Bitch texted me and I couldn't text her back.
Yeah.
Randy, have you ever had a pumpkin spice latte?
Just kept texting nines and numbers.
Have you ever had a pumpkin spice latte, Randy?
No, I just drink Bud Light.
Cheers.
Used to be Bush Light.
Bush Light gives him heartburn and fucks him up.
Yeah,
he's been drinking it for 20 years.
Yeah, are
you sure it's the beer and the skull?
Well, and I fart when Gumpy comes over, so I had to switch to Bud Light.
He fucks around and blames everything on heartburn. First it was, he didn't want Skull Man to go out of
Copenhagen. Hold on. Bring this back. You quit drinking Bush Light because it made you fart when company came over.
Yeah.
That's a t-shirt.
Oh my God.
Bush Light everything on heartburn when company comes over.
At least you care about your company. In front of it. At least you care about your company enough to be like, better switch over.
I don't have that problem anymore. I lock the door and I don't answer it.
He lives by his broad. He doesn't get company.
Yeah. I don't get company either.
He comes to the bar.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Oh, that was fucking good. So, how did it become such a big thing? Like, it's like a phenomenon now.
It's
Is it social media, you think?
It's not even latte anymore. There's, like, butter and there's, like, butter spread. Rum. You put them on your freaking
I'm not going to lie to you. I kind of like a pumpkin spice latte this time of year. I had one yesterday. I had a maple pumpkin spice latte.
You know what's better?
Me too.
Adam's Salad.
What? Adam's Salad?
The beer.
Samuel Adams beer.
Tell me why!
Mike, do you guys have any Oktoberfest?
Not yet.
Yep. That is what
I only get in October.
I play by the rules.
Yeah. Play by the rules here.
Yeah, you guys drink all them.
Summer Shandy comes off, Oktoberfest goes on.
Patties or what do you call them?
Oktoberfest.
Pumpkin patty, what?
No, them drinks.
Pumpkin spice latte.
Yeah, I hope you all gain 30 fucking pounds in the next month.
Not me, Randy. You know why? Because I've been drinking fucking spiked seltzers.
Yeah,
you can't wait off, bud.
Yeah, you could be the diarrhea king of Salvador. Yeah.
Who says I already wasn't?
Diarrhea king?
Yeah, old diarrhea king of Belfield.
You're going to have to go to...
I got two bathrooms in my house for a reason.
You're telling people you live in Belfield!
Yeah. Come on down to Belfield. It's a great place.
You're going to have to go to TSC and buy a bottle when you go to the bathroom.
Little Williston.
Yeah. For all you that are listening in Belfield on your AM radios or whatever you guys are fucking listening to this on, I love you folks.
We're all the community.
Stop
center.
Complaining about how shitty my yard is.
Hey, the convention is free.
Yeah.
Isn't your yard just rocks and weeds?
My yard.
Scoria and weeds,
right? It's scoria and weeds. It's to the point where my house is the scary old man house. Kids hit baseballs because there's a baseball diamond right across. They hit it into my yard. There's eight baseballs.
Yard?
Yeah. There's eight baseballs in my fucking yard. Not a single kid wants to come get them.
You guys can stand out with no dog.
Yeah. And it doesn't help when I come home from work and I'm in my fucking coveralls. And I got my fucking face mask and shit on, and I'm just like looking around. And kids are like, "Holy shit! There's a creepy old bearded guy again." And I just walk
it's
inside.
It's Luke, run for your life!
Got a 45-pound fucking cat just hanging out in the window. Kids are like, "The cat's gonna eat me!"
It looks like you got all your yard all rigged up for Halloween.
Oh,
sounds
yeah.
pretty fucking
yeah.
scary.
Year round. Year round. Yeah,
you walk outside in your boxers?
If you're a parent to any of the kids that knock their baseball in my yard, it's okay to come pick them up. I'm not a weird fucking creepy old man. I'm just lazy.
Plus that thing with the court. That,
fucking lazy.
The thing with the court, that's been done for a year. Yeah, they can come.
Well, there's a show on TV where all these kids are playing baseball. And then the ball goes over the yard and fucking
it's called
mean
the Sandlot.
Fucking mean ass. Yeah. I just go get your man's valve gauge and blow that dog away and go get my damn ball back.
Yeah.
You're killing me, Smalls.
There was this new show on TV with this scientist in a car that goes through time.
Oh, yeah.
A guy in a puffy orange vest.
Oh, you're talking about that Back to the Future. Gotta love those fucking TV
Randy,
shows.
Randy, what was that treasure show you were watching for a long time?
Oak Island.
How do you know?
Because I'm good at TV shows and movies.
That's all I talked about for 6 months is Oak Island. All I talked about.
So what happened at the end of Oak Island?
He's been a fan of Oak Island since he was a kid.
It'll be back on here in another month.
Have they ever found a fucking thing there?
No. It's like Gold Rush.
You could come over to my yard and find 7 baseballs, but you can't find a single goddamn thing on Oak Island.
And we don't even know. We don't need none of that damn technology to do that.
Well, if they brought some Rocky Road and a 7-foot-tall giant monstrous, I'm not going to say the word, handicapped individual who likes Rocky Road, they would have found everything, including a pirate ship and some fucking pirate gold.
Rocky Road, that's in the candy bar.
I was Sloth for Halloween last year.
Sloth loves Rocky Road.
I was.
Where'd you put the eyes? Put it down.
Roof had a mask on.
You had a mask?
Yeah.
I would have just, like, fucking patched over it and then put an eye down.
Where's my baseball?
Yeah, just get some duct tape.
Yeah, just duct tape and just paint over it.
Have you ever met someone that doesn't like the Goonies?
I don't think I've ever met anyone. I asked my grandma before she passed away if she liked the Goonies. Didn't even know what the fuck it was. She said, that sounds good.
There's 3 movies everyone in the world should love. Goonies.
Stand by me.
Hold on. Goonies. Princess Bride.
Oh, it's in theaters right now.
Princess Bride?
Yeah, they put it back in theaters for a little while. Yeah, over in Bismarck. When I went and saw It.
It's like 30th anniversary or what?
I fucking don't know. Sometimes Bismarck just throws Princess movies Bride. In theaters.
That whole theater does that too. They'll put the
And then Back to
the
Future.
On.
You should like all 3 of those movies. Everyone in the world should. That's universally accepted.
It's hard not to like those movies because they're family friendly. And then
Uncle Buck
that kind of go over little kids' heads, but we hit them. You know, we know.
As you get older, you appreciate it more. Yeah.
Fuck, just like Toy Story 1.
That's what I do to my son when he comes to stay with me. I make him watch the
Old
Breakfast
School
Club, 16 Cats, something so we can see
Planes, Trains, Automobiles, The Great Outdoors.
Kids lose complete touch with what had happened before they were born because they aren't given that information.
Now the technology.
That
we have right now, kids are being pushed so far ahead of their time that they're not enjoying their youth.
That's true.
They can't be kids.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
lots of technology.
I mean, when we grew up, we were lucky to have electricity, let alone a damn cell phone.
Shit, running
computer.
Water.
Oh, we had running water. Had to run to the neighbors and get it every damn day.
Mike, you've got a free teenager's plugged in. He's a smart kid. So he has video games and phones and pads.
Have outhouse.
Is he any less of a kid than you were when you were a kid?
We'd save all the teeth wrappers
but
so
now
we can wipe our buck.
Yeah, but it's my mom kicking the ass to go outside and play, ride your bike.
Yeah.
He likes to sit and play video games.
But, you know, I was,
like
a,
day,
too. I was a video game movie kid. Like,
once
that's
these
like,
guys
that's
are done with their deal.
Different kind of kids. Some kids like to be outside in the dirt. Some kids like to have Legos. Some kids like to have technology. We're all different.
Some
I was
like
a technology kid. I grew up fixing computers and building stuff and playing a video game. That's what I did. We're
There's
all different
wrong
growing
with
up.
That.
No, we're
That's
all
true.
Different. Every kid is different. So I'm saying is we think it's changed. It's the same.
I played Hot Wheels.
Honestly, it is.
Everybody needs a tech savvy.
Even with your generation, Randy, there were guys that your generation built the first fucking computers.
They might have been building the cotton gin fixing steam engines what they were working on.
Yeah. Your generation, they taught that dinosaur how to not take a shit on somebody else's hut and fucking kill them all.
Yeah,
they had the fuck that
they
technology.
They were there. They almost saved Lincoln's life when he got shot.
Yeah.
That's what Randy's kids were doing.
Back in those days, when you watched Orville and Wilbur take off on their first fucking flight, you waved to them and said, God damn it, we're going to fly like the birds
Randy,
now.
Randy remembers when that first fucking wheel was built. That's
Whoa!
The world.
Fire!
We have shots on fire.
Where are wait.
What is it
keep
called?
Doing that. Yeah, keep throwing the cinnamon.
Okay, we got...
What's
we
the
got,
shot called?
We put the pictures on the Facebook so people can see what's
yeah, we're
going to
choose... Yeah.
What's it called?
God, it smells like Bigfoot's dick.
I remember in our day, when you went to start the tractor, we had a hand crank. We
you break your arm?
We didn't have a key.
That's Randy.
We did not have a key.
Yeah. Even vehicles... You know, vehicles too. My
Saluting
dad talks
everybody?
About my uncle, whichever one it was, I can't remember which one it was, but he broke his arm out there trying to wind up. And then my dad went out there and almost broke his arm. Like, all of my dad's relatives broke their arms doing the fucking cranking.
Did they kick back?
Yeah, they kicked back hard.
I got smart. Well, I had to go start a case tracker for the guy I worked for. And I'm 13 years old. And I can't turn that goddamn crank. So I hooked it where on the compressor side.
Yeah.
And I stood up on the radiator and I used my feet to, you know, to push the crank down.
Yeah,
my
a little leverage. Weight.
Well, that sucker backfired. And I tell you what, me and Orville and his brother Wright, we were flying through the
Randy,
that's what gave them their first idea. Holy shit, people can fly.
You grew up driving a standard, right? That's the first thing you ever drove in your life?
Oh, yeah. We didn't know what an automatic was.
No, I'm not that old. My first car was a 64 Chevy Impala.
You graduated mid-90s, right? 94.
That's what it
okay.
Oh, Luke's look at
Luke's
taking
a shot. This is the Cinnamon Toast Crunch Apple Bottom Jack fart.
Shit, prick, fuck, cock,
that'll leave stain in your underwear, dude.
I don't wear underwear, Randy.
Okay. Well, you better make sure you have asbestos Levi's.
I do have Levi's on right now, and I do. I wear underwear today.
Are they fire retardant?
No. No. Most of my fire retardant clothing, I like to just lounge around
that
in.
That stuff's expensive.
Yeah.
$1,000.
It's like $200 a pair of jeans.
Yep. Yeah. It's pretty spendy. And then the thing about it is when you wash it, it takes off that FRC, fire retardant.
Eight washes.
So then they're just, eight washes or something.
They're garbage. They're junk.
They're garbage.
So you take them to the dry cleaner. I'm spot clean.
There's this guy who comes in here during the oil boom, and he's bitching about how expensive these FR clothes are. So he'd get the guy's old clothes, and he cut the patches off, and sew them on his pants, and sew them on his jackets, until he got caught. He got in a whole bunch of trouble. He ended up getting fired over the deal.
Well, yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Just think about his life.
But after eight washes, what's it matter anyway?
Yeah. Home of Economy is in the paper today. Home of Economy store in Minot, North Dakota was the number one sales of FR clothing in the whole United States of America.
In Minot?
In Minot. Home of Economy.
Why not? You know, did you know that the people around Minot, and I know there's no listeners from there, so I'll say this.
Yeah, there is.
Maybe there are. That's good. If there are, great.
We love Minot.
We love Minot, but the fact that you call it Minot is really weird. It weirds me out. Oh, yeah.
Are you kidding? Siri calls it Minot.
Yeah, Minot. That's true. But people around there, like the Karlsruhe area Velva, people from Velva right around Minot.
Velva Soil.
They all call it Minot. When I was in high school, we had ITV class, and we had ITV class with Velva.
Velva
and
makes Dots pretzels.
Like Sawyer and that.
Made my own.
And they all called it Minot. And when we called it Minot, like before class,
we'd live 10 miles away anymore.
We'd be like, hey, how are things up in Minot? Did you go see any good movies? Like before class, when they first pop up on the screens. And they kept bitching us out. You Southern North Dakota, you call it Minot. It's Minot. And I'm like, if it's Minot, then why do they say why not Minot? It's not Winot, Minot. Fucking making a goddamn sense. But for those of you that live out there, we love you very much, and thank you for tuning in.
That's the next Liquor Luke shot right there.
Fuck that. Not going to drink it.
Did Liquor Luke say he's not going to drink something?
Not going to drink.
That's fucking syrup. It'll take 4 hours for that shit to get to my belly.
What's that guy? This is Romana Black Liqueur de Sambuca. It's a product of Italy, 40% by volume.
Remember when we told you guys I don't like licorice? This is fucking licorice.
Romana Black is an exceptionally smooth liqueur by the makers of Romana Sambuca Romana Black. It's an intriguing dark color, delicious rich taste, which captures the spirit and allure of the Roman night. Enjoy Romana Black straight up. Or as a compliment to your espresso or cappuccino.
Why did you do
the
that?
Romana Black words and associated
with
Romana
Shots.
I read the wrong part of it.
It's called
Little Luke
Frank. That's what I do.
He's Liquor Luke.
Hey, Brock.
So, Brock. I was calling Brock.
You talk like that. You hold beach new or what?
Hola, como esta? Me llamo es Brock. Te llamo es Raco Randy. Raco Randy es muy loco. Raco Randy es pollo hermanos.
You know what that's called, by?
What?
Your underwear too bad.
Okay, damn tight. That's what you're talking about. Don't do it all at once.
I gotta do it.
Here he goes. Here he goes.
Ladies.
Don't switch. Let me get the mop bucket.
Here he goes. He's taking the Romana Black Sambuca. Liquor Luke's taking her down.
Oh, it's really strong. I fucking love you guys, and I hate you. Why do you do this to me? Whatever, Kayla.
That stinks. Go in the
bucket. Whose idea was this? Whose idea was this? Randy, you need to tell the people what's about to happen. My facial expressions, everything.
I'm waiting to see the smoke come out.
Randy, describe his face.
Looks like love.
You, if you want something prettier, okay, go to the dog right pound and adopt a doggy.
Got it.
Poor liquor Lou. He's dying for our sins on the podcast. Drinking all these shitty shots. That's like your fourth shot, like in 38 minutes.
Yeah, which is nothing compared to the last time. And you can tell. I listened back to this last podcast we did. You can tell I did 12 shots before the podcast. And then Brock says that he saw me later on that evening. I don't know if I can believe that.
You remember singing a song on stage?
I don't remember any of that.
Hey, we have a tattoo artist in the house.
There we go. Okay. Yeah, what's up?
What's your shop again? What's your shop?
Loved and Hated.
Loved and Hated Tattoo. Where's it located at?
Come on over here. Talk. Heath is a good buddy of mine. Real good buddy of mine.
Tell us all about it.
Yep.
Give us
Nate's
the word.
Heath Quillen. I'm a tattoo artist and an artist. Have a shop in Belfield. Loved and Hated Tattoo.
There you go.
With it in, just like rock and roll.
Is it right down the main street to Belfield?
Right on main street, right next door to Wally's. And everything.
And then there's also a coffee shop in the back, isn't there?
Coffee shop right in the back. That's the cup.
Yeah.
Wonderful drinks.
So if you want to get a tattoo done and your old lady or vice versa wants to go get a coffee, hang out.
That's a place to go.
Definitely.
Loved and Hated, yeah.
Nice.
Do tattoos and also partly a gallery.
Cool.
I love to do my own paintings and everything.
Awesome.
And also I do custom paintings. I have twice
stretching?
A month. I have adult
stretching out my dick.
painting classes with wine.
And
I also have kid classes too.
Oh, very cool!
Kids.
Awesome.
And everything. Yeah. So,
what number can they get a hold of you at?
It is 701-559-559. Sorry, guys.
That's all right.
Oh, it's okay.
58.
This is a podcast in a bar. I fuck up all the time.
Technology.
These guys, if they really want to, you can look everything up on Facebook underneath Loved and Hated.
There you go.
There you go.
All the information is on.
If you don't have
Facebook,
you
the one
you
person
can
in America.
Oh, sassy cats.
Even Randy's got a Facebook page. I might have built it for him, but he's got
it. It's all good, Sassy.
Yeah. Thank you.
Cool.
You know, picker.
Very cool.
Awesome. Awesome. For your next thing, head on down to Love Native for sure, man.
Yeah, definitely. I appreciate you guys.
I gotta stop down for my cigars for Amina when I get done. Whoa, yeah. She's got a big tattoo.
Oh my God, that's cool. We're coming
we're
up
going,
there,
we're
Andy.
Going recording.
So the thing about tattoos for me personally, in the bands that I was in growing up, everybody had tattoos, and I've told Heath this when I first met Heath. Talking about what I wanted for a sleeve maybe one day, and we kind of laugh about it now because I'll probably never do it. Heath is super talented.
We did last night, didn't we?
We talked about it.
Did you plan it out last night? Yeah, the whole thing going?
Yeah, we've talked about
it. It seems like when drinks are going, the sleeve plans out pretty easy.
I've known Heath here since I moved to town 3 years ago, off and on. We bullshit, and I keep coming up with this idea of having, since I'm such a nerd, I want a Marvel sleeve of superheroes from the Marvel universe. Spider-Man, Captain America,
Thor,
Iron Man. Those guys are from Marvel. And then, like, video games on the other side.
I've seen a few of those.
Yeah. Video games on the other side.
I mentioned you about a buddy that I dearly like and everything, Casey Baker.
Yeah, you were telling me about Casey.
He's a real big geek. He likes the geek stuff and everything.
Goes to Comic-Cons.
He
does tattoos at Comic-Cons
and everything. And actually, he's back out in Williston now and everything.
Which is a good thing. It's good to have that good of talent around the area.
You gotta have talent all around and everything, and everybody has their own certain talents.
Certain styles.
Tattoo artists, I'm sure there's different things everyone excels in, right?
Exactly.
Some are good at portraits. Exactly. Some are good at nostalgia, or you know what they call them?
Abstract.
Abstract.
That's why I became a bartender.
Watercolor's big now. I've seen a lot of that around. Yeah.
Watercolor's kind of coming in and everything.
Watercolors are cool
thing,
tattoos.
I actually fell in love with a style a while back ago, and it's called Realistic Trash Polka.
It's amazing. This sounds very intriguing.
I want it.
Oh,
what
is
it?
Describe it, kind of.
What inspired me is the two people over in Sweden, you know, and everything, and it's just the way they put it together.
What is
it? Huh. It's just black and gray with a little bit of red.
Red splash.
You got brush strokes all over the place and everything.
Oftentimes, historical. Some people have historical portraits of things. Like, let's say you want a picture of whatever, some historical. Think of
Radical
historical
Randy.
Moment.
He's history. He's old.
You know,
Iwo Jima.
Iwo Jima. Like some people have put photos of like JFK or bands. Like, let's say you have a band. Let's say you love Led Zeppelin. You want the lead singer of Led Zeppelin. Portrait of him. then all of a sudden, like a saying that led to one of the lyrics, you know, and it'll look like a typewriter. I
What's
like
it called again?
Typewriter.
It's called
trash polka.
It's realistic trash polka.
You guys keep talking. I'm gonna Google what you talk about.
And it blows my mind how some of these artists, like yourself, you do fucking amazing work.
Thank you.
A friend of ours. Friend of the show, I don't really talk to her much anymore. Her name's Jessie, won't say her last name. She's got it up her side, and the fucking shit he did was so
big,
fucking
this is
cool.
You see a lot of this, right?
Yeah.
This is pretty big.
It's so cool because it's got that red, and you can splash it, you can do all sorts of things. The quotes, like historical quotes, the quotes and photos of old timey shit.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, look at
how, and what is awesome about these guys, they'll actually take professional photos of these people and actually print them out huge and put them in a gallery for people to enjoy.
This is really cool. That's beautiful artwork.
It is.
That's phenomenal.
My art, personally, on canvas and everything, I kind of took a little bit and... Personally, I call my art trash. Yeah. But in a way, so
a tattoo on your body is like a license plate on my pickup.
Well, Randy, I mean, you have to change your license plates if you get a new vehicle. You can't.
Some people do go in every year to get one tattoo.
Randy, when he gets his tabs, she get a tattoo up and down his arm and all his tabs on his plate.
Yeah, Randy's been putting
his tattoos. Randy goes where he goes to do tattoos
on
his arm.
Montana, North Dakota plates on his arm.
We would
still
give Randy a tattoo right now.
Definitely. Have you seen the new thing? I saw this online. The crochet tattoos. Like the needlepoint tattoos?
I have seen multiples of them
for a long time, though. That looks intense to do that.
Does that go back to, like, the Samoan way of tattooing with a fucking needle?
Well, I mean, this is normal tattoo gun. It's a normal tattoo gun, but it looks like a needlepoint on your arm.
And let me rephrase it's not a tattoo gun. It's a machine.
Thank you.
Why do people, why do tattoo artists get so offended when you say gun? Because I saw it as a kid.
Well, honestly, I don't really get offended. It's just a correction because gun is coming from basically a prison jailhouse term and everything.
Fair enough.
And when you are in a professional state of mind and everything, machines create and guns kill.
I always wondered because no matter which tattoo artist I talk to, I say,
fuck that.
Your tattoo gun, like, it's a tattoo machine. I'm like, oh. Yep. Okay, now I get it. Thank you for clarifying.
For the layman's term, like, I don't know a whole lot about tattoos in general. I have friends that have, like I said before, lots of tattoos, and I didn't get one, and it seemed like I was a little more a rebel for not having one, which seems so weird. If you're the one person around all your friends who are tatted up as much as you are, then you start looking at him as like, well, he's the only one who doesn't have them. That's fucking rebellious. But at the same time, I want to have a tattoo because I want it for me.
You don't have any.
I don't have a single one.
And believe me, there is tattoo artists out there that don't even have tattoos.
I have tons of tattoos. This is my favorite one.
So,
my little boy is 4 years old, takes a marker, writes on my wrist his name,
and
I had him tattoo over it.
That's the beautifulest thing about
kids. So he messed up on the A and he did another circle, and I did it exactly the way he wrote it.
Yeah, that's cute.
I know that's the way it should be done.
Have that forever.
Yep.
And everything.
And then I got the whole bartender thing going on here with the shakers. And,
yeah.
You know.
But yeah.
Well, tattoos.
I've got Elvis, a bear, a pirate, and a wrestling company.
That just goes to show.
I'm very eclectic.
WWE or WWF?
ECW.
Old
school, baby.
Okay.
2005, I got that in Billings, Montana.
It just goes to show that each person's
individuality. Since we're on something here, Brock, how hard would it be for us to take our podcast over to Heath's Tattoo Shop and let's get Radical Randy a tattoo?
Grab the laptop and the thing and we go. That's all we got to do.
Hold on here.
I'll pay for the motherfucker.
I'm not going to lie. I don't drink.
No, not today.
No, we'll do it not today, but we'll do it at your shop. Let's get Randy his first tattoo on
all it is,
on our podcast.
Laptop and this Smingo, that's all we need. We're set.
Why do I think...
What are you doing tomorrow, Randy? No, not tomorrow. What are you doing Friday, Randy?
Would you like to
have a few drinks with me, Randy, on Friday afternoon, and then we'll go to Belfield?
I'm staying the fuck away from you.
The fuck if you are.
How old are you, Randy?
65.
65, never had a tattoo. Let's do it.
How old are you got your first tattoo, Heath?
Oh, man. Oh. 15.
15?
Yeah.
Well, I was 20 when I got mine. 19.
I think 15, and Tony Wheeler gave it to me.
I was 27.
With the homemade machine.
Really?
And everything, yep.
I got this one back when I
Now it's kind of covered up, but, 22. But yeah, that takes me back to old good old punk days, man. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where'd you grow up at?
I grew up in Indiana, kind of spread out here and there, you know.
Sure.
Can I get another shot, please?
What would you like a shot of, Luke?
I'd like a shot of Jack Daniel's Tennessee Honey. I didn't mean to interrupt you. Sorry.
Sorry. And then what? It's just, is that you got into tattoos like right afterwards, like art and stuff? Just kind of, what made you go into tattoo the business? I mean,
well,
you love the art of it or doing it or
tattoo boobs? I always have loved art ever since I can remember. I drew on my walls.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And everything. It was white. Hey, why not take my crowns, whatever, blah, blah, blah. But for years, yes, it. School and all that, took a lot of art. I loved it. Was supposed to go on to college and everything, you know. Didn't go there, but
you know what? College isn't for everybody either.
It's not. It's not.
I know a lot of fucking people that are successful.
I went for a week and hated it.
I kind of wanted to go in fine arts. I wanted a gallery and everything, you know what I mean? But all these years and everything, talking, you know, and doing art and everything. My family is like, oh, you should tattoo, you know?
That's really awesome that your family supported you in it. Right from the get-go, that's fucking really cool.
You know, especially my Uncle Jimmy, you know, a huge
shout out to Jimmy.
Everything.
He's still alive?
He's passed.
Sorry about that, shout out Jimmy. Don't take it back, shout out to Jimmy. Cheers to that.
Cheers to Jimmy.
Liquor Luke's taking a shot of Jack Daniel's Tennessee Honey.
So, but no. I end up just going into tattoos because, in a way, yes, it's easier to get a little bit of your art out there and everything.
And you still have a gallery, but you have people that are your gallery now.
Now I do. I'm grateful for Loved and Hated that brought my first love back. You know, even though I love doing tattoos, I really love painting. Really do.
How long have you had the shop now?
I am getting ready to go on my fourth year.
Yeah, I was going to say. When I first moved to town, I'd met you, and you were telling me that you were going to put a shop in. When I asked you, where the fuck are you going to put this shop? Just down the street. And I was like, really? And you're like, yeah, it's actually easier than you think. And I was like, oh. And then you're like, but it's actually kind of pretty tough, though, too. Like, the shit you had to go through. Not saying anything
against anyone. Some things, yeah, it is, and everything, but there's not a lot of stipulations in North Dakota like there would be in Florida, New York, or California.
Well, you're looking at a clean shop. So, Heath, what is your favorite tattoo design to get? What do you enjoy?
What I enjoy is the odd stuff, like trash polka.
What do you absolutely hate? What's the hardest for you?
Honestly,
put that fucking Goldberg on the arm, bro.
Difficulty level. What's the hardest tattoo to do?
For you? I'd imagine portraits.
Portraits are hard.
Yeah.
You have to be dead on.
Cat
portraits. You definitely have to be dead.
They're lit with their whiskers
and everything. Don't get me wrong. Moobo's it's a challenge. I love challenges.
It
all, and I will do it. And if it takes me all day to put that portrait on you, I'll do it.
So how do you charge? If I come in with a picture of Luke's cat and say I want it on my ass,
yeah.
Do you charge by the hour or do you charge by the job?
Fuck you, Mike.
How do you charge?
Fucking proprietor to this goddamn shit show right now. Oh, fuck you, Mike.
I do 100 an hour. It stays like that.
Leave Moomoo alone.
It won't even raise. He's off the boom. Came back.
Cool.
If you draw a portrait on somebody,
you need a fucking tattoo,
Randy.
If you draw a picture on somebody's ass, how in the hell are they gonna know it's fucking perfect?
Mirrors, pictures, cell phones.
Mirrors.
Take a picture of it.
Yeah, we take selfies.
Having a good friend who doesn't lie to your face.
So I gotta tell a tattoo story.
Yes.
We went to Las Vegas. This is like 6 years ago for a NASCAR race. We took a buddy down there who'd never been to Vegas in his life. And we go to Las Vegas. And
I assume you've been to Vegas several times.
I have not.
So we're at Denny's the night before in Billings, about to fly to Vegas. I said, Randy, I want to get a tattoo with smiley face on your ass, about the size of a dime. He's like, fuck that. I want it this big. And he holds his hands on the size of a pop can. He wants a huge smiley face tattoo. So we're in Vegas at the NASCAR race, get all fucked up, having a good time. I said, Randy, it's tattoo time. He goes, okay. So we go to this tattoo shop down at Fremont Street in Vegas. I walk in, negotiate with the guy, get it all set up. He gets a tattoo on his ass of a smiley face, like a Walmart smiley face, all filled in yellow and everything. And right above it, his favorite saying, "Yeah, bye," in Comic Sans font, red filled in. I'll show you a picture when we're done. It was the best thing I ever did in my
life. Post it on the Facebook page.
So he showed his tattoo. Because so, "yeah, bye" is a saying, Y-A-H-B-Y-E, "yeah, bye." He's Seagull, "yeah, bye." That's his favorite saying in the whole wide world. That night, we go back to the casino, and he's showing his tattoo to everybody. The whole world sees it, right? Taking his pants down, showing his ass tattoo. The next day, on Monday, we're at Planet Hollywood, and we're having dinner. We go to play roulette afterwards. And I'm at the roulette table. My buddy Rob goes to the dealer, "Hey, you want to see my friend's tattoo?" And the guy next to me goes, "Don't tell me. It's on his ass." And I'm like, "What?" And the guy goes, "Don't tell me. It's a smiley face." I'm like, "What?" The whole town's talking about this guy. He's a folk hero. Everyone knows who he is.
Goddamn.
At the airport the next day, everyone at Terminal knew about Randy's tattoo. It was all over Las Vegas.
Awesome. I'll show you the picture. You didn't have to put a post out on
it's
Facebook.
It's the best $120 I ever spent in my life. Oh, it's so fun. And he loves it. Everywhere he goes, he shows his tattoo off. If you see him, he'll just take his pants down and show you his tattoo.
That's
the best. Awesome.
It was a good time.
Did he get to meet a famous person or anything? Get to moon him with it?
No, not that I know. He probably will though sometime. He lives a very interesting life for sure.
Speaking of interesting lives.
Oh, yes.
You know, we're talking about tattoos. We've been talking about booze. We've been taking shots.
And a little bit of music, too.
Yeah, music's big. Music.
I think I might have lost my guitar. I haven't went back there
to
check it out.
Did you lose Fargo, too? Or
no, just the open mic. I
you
went
left
back
your
there.
Guitar at open mic.
I left my guitar at open mic. I don't know if it's still
Martin.
There.
It's like $1,000 plus guitar.
Yeah.
Oh,
and
boy.
It's just fucking, it could be there. It couldn't be there.
Is
I'm going to check with
your
Tori over there.
Spot? Your black one or which one?
No, it's the wood one, yeah.
Dude.
Yeah, so I'm going to check with that. You got this sweet new fucking...
I got an Oscar Schmidt Washburn.
Yeah,
I picked it up last week, actually. I've been playing for a week now, yeah.
I tell you keep doing it. Keep doing it.
I can't stop. Last night, I was at the house, strumming along, doing my progressions, running the chords, and I figured how to string three notes together in a row, three different chords, and I just played for like 6 hours. My fingertips are buzzing numb today. They are buzzing numb.
When you get your calluses on them.
The calluses are coming.
When you get them calluses on there, it feels like you got a fucking dime sitting on the end of your fingers.
Yeah.
So next week, are we going to see you on Sarster?
Yes, if Starstruck's still on there, I'll be on there playing a Randy
is
Travis
song. Is that still even around?
It's not, but don't tell Randy he's been watching reruns.
That's Sawyer Brown. Those guys, they got a future ahead of them. Look.
Yeah, them all Sawyer Brown. That Chris Young and that Justin Timberlake. Ah, that little boy, he's going to make it big one
when
day.
When he grows up, he'll be something, I tell you what.
Yeah, that little cowboy
that
Justin Timberlake.
She's going places.
Yeah, your chances are getting on Hee Haw are pretty fucking bad. They down.
I don't know, man.
I'd like to be on Hee Haw. That'd be great.
But they should remake it with all the remakes that are being made with TV shows, movies. Hee Haw should be one of them.
Right. Oh man,
they should have brought
a lot of these remakes.
Remember on Hee Haw?
Some of them
had all them. Pretty,
some of them are not that great.
The pretty girls in the cornfield.
I am very surprised that I heard Bubbleflex.
Yeah,
they redid a Pink Floyd song.
Which one?
And it was spot on.
Which one?
Hey You.
Really?
By Bubbleflex.
I checked that out. I love Pink Floyd.
When you think about remakes, we always think.
Version of Sound of Silence was awesome, too.
Yeah, can I, unpopular opinion, maybe it's popular here. I did not like the Disturbed version at all.
Honestly, I didn't either.
Give me the original.
Exactly.
They said, it brought me to tears, and I thought to myself,
it sounded like the original, just a little bit heavier.
Okay.
Just a little bit, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, the Disturbed version didn't really get me going at all. Yeah.
It doesn't bring that vibe to you. You know what I mean? The sound of what it was.
Paul, the Simon and Garfunkel version was almost kind of haunting, the way they sing.
It really was.
But that,
I guarantee Bob Ross listened to that fucking shit every time he made a painting.
Hey.
He just cut it out. He couldn't afford the music. He couldn't afford the music to play over top of him, so he cut it out.
I have music supporting you and your tattooing and stuff. That's gonna be a big part of your life every day.
What?
When you tattoo and paint, music, the creation, and
music,
putting you in the zone and
music is a big part of my life.
Yeah.
It always has been.
Yeah.
You know, when I first fell in love with punk, it was a big deal.
Misfits, Ramones.
It wasn't even the music. It was also the community of punk.
punk lifestyle.
Yeah, all hard
taking you in. A lot of Patty, kids. Yeah,
Patty Smith said punk rock is doing whatever the fuck you want to do. That's all it is.
Well, also,
well,
it was
it's not even
taking care
that.
Of each other.
Creating, doing what you want
creating,
to do. Creating, yeah.
Yes.
And yep. taking care of each not other. Being, you think yes. about how many people, how many kids were homeless because they had parents that were drunks and terrible shit, heroin addicts, and then they left their parents and they went into this community of punk rock.
We
that
saved
took them
each
in.
Other, man.
They saved each other. You guys saved each other. You fed each other. You fucking went out to gigs, played music. Did you know that a majority of the punk bands that were out doing their thing weren't just doing it for them and their three other buddies or two other buddies?
No,
they were doing it
for
the community. Like, yeah. hey, I'm going to make us enough money and we're going to go buy some sandwiches yep. and we're going to hang out in this park and we're going to think up ideas for songs. Like, I mean, look clean, well, cut, and not have any tattoos, but I fucking love punk music. I love the culture behind it. And it's just that's why I get along with people that are with punk music, because they see that. They'll see it. You might not, like
and
me,
it,
I might not look
really,
at it, but they know it.
If you look at it, it's not only punk. If only would people would actually listen to what that singer has to say, yeah. no matter what the genre.
They can't get past
the noise.
Yeah, but the noise. But the thing is, whether you're in the 50s, 60s, blah-de-blah-de-blah, you have to respect people. For what they, everybody's individually
yeah,
different.
Yeah, we're all different.
And
yeah.
I mean,
yep.
I myself was this a rap crap. I've had engine blow up that sounds better than some of that shit. But that's my.
He's opinion. Talking about you, Kanye. Yeah.
But I mean,
it makes a great point. You respect people for their differences.
Well, live and
that's,
let live.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody
really
marches to a different
to
drum. You know what I'm saying?
That, everybody no. beats to a different drum.
That's
yeah.
right, man.
It's true.
Some guys are clapping on the ones and twos. Some guys on the threes and fours. Everyone's yeah. different. You know what
there's,
I mean?
There's
but
no
there
doubting.
One thing that I could always say about music, it could bring the world together.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
definitely.
Yeah.
It could.
I mean, I'm happy.
It's the great uniter. It's a common language we all share.
Yeah,
exactly.
I mean, really
exactly.
I grew up in the 60s.
What's your favorite song of all time, Randy?
The year 2525, Supremes, Waylon Willie, The Beach Boys, Big Block Mopars, Hell Raising Days.
That's why we call him Radical Randy.
I mean,
that's going to be a song one day, Radical Randy.
I mean, you name it, we did it. We didn't have no money, but man, we had fun. We had fun.
You don't need money to have fun.
Oh, seems like we had more fun when we were broke. Before we knew it, money.
Yeah, exactly.
Before we had bills, responsibilities, yeah. way more fun.
Yeah,
you're absolutely
way
right on the money
fun.
With that.
Our neighbor back home had an apple tree, big apples. Henry, old lady, and me,
how many
buddy.
Girls did you kiss under that apple tree, Randy?
None. Me, my buddy.
Did you get stuck on Blueberry Hill once in a while?
No. Me, my buddy. We,
get old finger deep under that apple tree there, Randy? Huh? You don't got to be kissing in order to get old finger deep,
right
Randy.
In the apple crisp.
Yeah.
Hey.
Jumping right into the old apple pie, my friend.
Okay, so anyway, we back up under this apple tree with a pickup, with the end gate down. We hit that pickup, that tree with the end gate. We had a whole bunch of apples fall in the back of the box. Slammed the end gate and we hauled ass.
So that was.
We had apples, let me tell you. We had apples.
Yeah,
just
that,
give me just
do,
one of those.
Let's get
looking
at the closing shot. We're going to wrap things
new?
Up.
Yeah, we're going to be
is
wrapping
that
too.
I know you would like to try
I would love to try some of that.
It's time for last call.
Last call, ladies and gentlemen. It's great that you tuned in for yet another episode of the I Don't Know Bar Pubcast.
No,
we love that you tune in. I personally absolutely love the feedback you've been giving us. We haven't gotten many messages, or we haven't really gotten any of the phone calls
let's
to our
the
phone
people,
number.
Let's people about the phone number, 701-446-8445. The voicemail line is always open. Also, the giveaway. The Liquor Loop giveaway is
yeah.
out there.
$150 to the Starving Rooster. If you don't like that Starving Rooster that turned you away, we can talk shop. When you win, when we pick you out, we can go wherever
you
want
for
100. Yeah, maybe you want who
out.
Wherever you
want
to go,
yeah.
I'll get you $150. I'll pay for a hotel room. We can talk about that amongst us. It doesn't have to be a motel room. It could be a nice hotel room.
The swag bag. Uber or Lyft voucher.
We got, you know, there's a lot of things we can talk about.
So
I want
share,
us to get up
share,
there. So
share.
share. And you might think to yourself, well, the more I share, the less chances I have to win.
No.
Well, if it doesn't get up to 500 likes,
nobody wins.
So please tell every fucking person you know. Tell some cats, tell some dogs. I don't give a fuck who you're telling, but tell somebody. Yeah, you goddamn right. I want everybody to know that we really cherish your guys' feedback.
Keep listening, like, share, subscribe, review. Reviewing is big. Leave us 5-star reviews on iTunes.
Remember, take a shot. Go ahead, Randy.
Look at Luke's cashing out. Randy, closing shots.
And remember, save your nose hair. We're taking up a collection.
Yeah, and my name's Liquor Luke, and I'm cashing out. Hey.